The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. Okay, for those just getting in the car, just joining us, first of all, welcome. This is Evan and Tiki. I'm here to give you the five takeaways from the Joe Shane press conference that took place about 2 hours ago. In order of importance, I think.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah. You think.
Here
we go!
Number five.
According to Sean Moraz, King Giant fan. Okay. Here we go. Set these up. The biggest criticism of Joe Shane, I think, to this point at GM, has been the first two draft classes he had. Today, Joe Shane defended those drafts.
I like the guys in our first two drafts. Again, it's where we were then and what we were trying to do by moving back and we needed players. Like, there were five healthy offensive linemen on the roster at the time. So, you know, there were players or situations you were in trying to fill out the roster.
I interpreted that as he approached those first two drafts by drafting for need as opposed to best player, and he's understood why that's backfired.
By the way, Tommy, I'm telling you something.
I think you're right.
I just texted you an interview that was done with David Wright, and the reason I sent that to you is it finally hit me after listening to Joe Shane for 40 minutes and then you playing that clip. They sound exactly alike.
Yep, you're right.
So if you don't mind, I sent the interview. Just pull like one David Wright answer so we could show it to the audience and show it to Tiki. Shane and Wright are like the same person.
After Cinco, because this involves all the other Cinco.
Take your time. This is for later, so keep tuning in if you want to hear that. Anyhow.
That's interesting, though, because I think you're right.
Yeah.
Looking back at it.
Yeah.
We need our offensive. All you hear when you take the Giants job is, you got to fix the offensive line.
He drafted three offensive linemen, including Evan Neal at seven, all seemingly have busted. And he says right there, he took on a roster where they only had five healthy offensive linemen.
Right, so they needed offensive linemen.
Yeah. But now,
and didn't have the cap space to go get guys in free agency.
So when everybody criticizes those drafts, I kind of understand where he's coming from. Now that would make sense why draft three has looked really good when he stopped drafting for need.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess I'm waving pom-poms. Here we go.
Number four.
You said it, not me.
All right. Now, this was an interesting one that's really making the rounds to focus in on.
Yeah.
Joe Shane was specifically asked, coming off of the 9-7-1 first year, if there were any decisions from that offseason he would like to have back.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I did make some mistakes or some decisions I'd wish I'd have back, but you know, I like the direction we're going. I like my team. I like my strategy. You know, the groups that help me in research and strategy, my scouting department. We've got a good coaching staff, and I truly believe we're heading in the right direction.
Now, Sean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I'm right. That was the first year of his staff that he hired.
Yes.
Because he fired a bunch of the Gettleman staff.
Correct. Now, you could take it two ways. The draft that year, which was Tay Banks and John Michael Schmitz.
Yep.
But that was the offseason they signed Daniel Jones.
Yes.
That's the one he wants to have back without admitting it.
Yeah. That was what everybody's leaning on. He's telling you, I'd like to have that back, but
right.
It's tough because I think while he's still active, it's very difficult and raw for him to say that.
Right. But we also have gone through it. If you missed it, go rewind on the Odyssey app. They didn't have many choices. The free agents market wasn't big at all. And There's no way they could have moved up in the draft.
So you're right, he didn't have a lot of choices, but unfortunately, when you're a GM or a coach or whatever deciding factors are, you still have to live with the decision on if it worked or not.
I agreed.
So they signed him, and Daniel Jones is 3-13 and has thrown more interceptions than touchdowns.
We talked about what they could have done.
Right.
Franchised him instead of giving him a long-term deal.
Right.
So that it was year after year after year. Or, which now that I said it, because we were talking about this in real time, just let him try to go to free agency.
Well, yeah. I'm going to say something in response to that that I know to the audience is going to sound stupid and I don't even agree with, but I'm not an NFL GM.
Go ahead.
Is it also possible that he's not going to openly declare he made the mistake with Daniel Jones and Daniel Jones's contract with the less than 1% hope he could find a taker in a trade market rather than cut him in the offseason?
Maybe.
Yeah, you're right, because I think most general managers won't do it. The only one I ever heard do that was Brian Cashman, who once said, Sonny Gray can't handle New York. We're going to be trading him during the offseason. It was the only time I've ever heard a general manager basically rip his own client and say, yeah, just can't wait to get rid of
him. That's a different level of loathing.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. Cash is unique, right.
And if you come out and just say, this was it, nobody will ever take that. Right. Not that they will anyway, but just out there. All right, here we go.
Number three.
The team is 2-8. Joe Shane was flat out asked if he believes he put together a good enough roster. Okay, we're going to hold on a second because we fumbled the cuts here.
Joe Shane, let me ask you a question. Evan Roberts here, WFAN, thank you. You guys are 2-8, right? I don't want to be a jerk here, but you suck, okay? You're 2-8. Do you actually think you've put a good enough roster together, Joe?
You look down at this personnel and say,
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Team is not good enough. I didn't put a good enough, pulse. I didn't give the coaches enough.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so, Paul.
I don't think so, Paul. This, of course, led to a question about Brian Daboll and in which
naturally,
Joe Shane,
if you say you think the team is good enough and you're 2-8, well, then why are you 2-8?
This is where I thought Joe Shane started to get in a little trouble. It was, I'm going to protect myself. I think, but this means the coaches aren't doing a good enough job.
Right.
What happened?
But they're also so tied.
Yes.
Unlike a lot of situations around the NFL, I feel like these two are very much tied together.
Is there a scenario, any scenario, because you've become open more to, hey, this thing is a disaster. Yeah, they could be in trouble. You've admitted that.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a scenario where one's here and one's gone or no
way? I don't
see
that.
Okay. I kind of agree with you. I think they're tied enough where...
It's rare.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to think of other situations that are like... The Jets are clearly not like this. The Commanders? No, I don't think they're like this either. I can't think of one where it's this tied.
Right. He picked a guy directly who he came here with a couple.
From the same staff, like the same
organization.
And let's
be real. If you could only pick one to be back, I think most Shine fans would rather have Daboll back with a young quarterback than Shane based on the draft
history. You want me to put that poll up right now on social media?
I mean,
if
you like polls, sure.
I love polls. I'm a big poll guy. Anyhow, finish your list.
If you like polls, take the Bears GM.
Number two.
His name is Ryan Poles. Number two. Okay.
I got it. Nobody else did.
Number two, the Daniel.
I got it. It was dumb. It was fantastic. Ryan Poles. Yay. All right, go ahead.
Tommy, I'm sending to David Wright. Sounds like Joe Shane. My joke was better. Here we go. What am I doing now? Oh, number two. Daniel Jones' decision. Is it going to be about the injury guarantee? Joe Shane told us this.
Yeah, we're going to evaluate everything the rest of the week, and the decisions we make will be football decisions.
Football decisions.
Right.
Mm.
Which I think is easy to say when the quarterback stinks right now. You can lean on it being a football decision.
You're going to go look at all these things that we've been looking at for the last couple of weeks and saying, this, he's just not making the throw.
I also think
he's late on the throw.
Teams don't want to admit they're making a decision based on a salary cap situation. Right. He doesn't want to do it.
But I also legitimately think it's not based on that. I really do. I don't think it'll be based on the injury guarantee.
I can't prove it, but I disagree with him. I think that they realize we're 2-8 with Dad. This guy stinks.
Yeah, I mean,
Why risk it?
But the likelihood of him having a devastating injury that he can't recover from by March 1st or whatever the start of the league year is so small.
It's small, but why take it?
Especially when he's had two neck
injuries. Why take it when you're 2-8? I wouldn't take the risk.
One he's also. I will say this, though, about Daniel Jones. He, when he does take off and run, is running very recklessly, too.
Yeah, but I don't think he's going to get hurt. I really don't.
You say that now? Actually, you don't have to say it. He's not playing again, so who cares?
All right. By the way, I'm sorry. I do want to hear that, David Wright. That was wrong of me to mock. Here we go.
Number one.
Last but not least, I think the most important thing Joe Shane was asked today was, do you expect to be back for another draft in 2025?
Do you expect to be back here, especially if this team doesn't win some games down the stretch?
Yes.
You expect to be back. Have you been told you definitely will be back?
I communicate with ownership all the time. I know Dave's talks about that continuously each time these questions come up. And we have a really good relationship with ownership, and we communicate constantly with them. And, you know, there's confidence in the plan and where we're heading.
It wouldn't make sense for ownership to put in their head, by the way, you may not be back.
Yeah.
If they change their mind based on how bad the second half goes, they're not telling Joe Shane and Brian Daboll ahead of time.
Right. And if they are changing, it's because things went like even worse than they are.
In fact, I want to supply some information. And by the way, thank you for that, Cinco. Hardworking Sean Morash. We appreciate
this. Yes, because that one had to be put together pretty quickly.
Yes. Good work by you. So I said something to you earlier, and not to be cavalier, I did some research because I wanted to see if my theory was right, and that is head coaches usually tell us who they are early on in their tenure.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're waiting in a year four, year five, kind of like quarterbacks, we already know the outcome. They're probably not the answer. So I decided to play a little game. It's called the good coach game, and I'm talking about active coaches in the NFL. Who is a good coach in the NFL? And what I excluded, to be fair, Tiki, are those that have only been coaching for a couple of years.
Right.
Because the jury's still out. I love D'Amico Ryans. I don't want to include him just because it's only been a couple of years.
Yeah.
Not fair. So I took the guys who have coached.
He did win the division, and he's leading it now.
Dude, he's a good coach.
You could almost say he's a good coach.
Absolutely.
Right. But I know what you're saying.
I wanted to pick guys that have been around for five or more years. So every single person on my good coach list has coached for five or more years. A lot of them, a lot more than that. I came up with 11 coaches.
Okay.
11 of the 32 coaches.
That are borderline. That are like could go one way or the
other. Oh, I think you'd all agree they're good coaches.
Oh, got it.
Every single one of them are good coaches. 11 of them. I want to let you guys start. I want you to name a good coach, and I'm going to tell you factoids about them and how Brian Daboll is far, far different than all of these guys.
Mike McDaniel.
I don't include him. Sorry, wrong guy.
Why?
Why? Why the hell would I include him?
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.